This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Happy Friday to everyone. This is CNBCTV18's Market Podcast and I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The momentum has been good for our markets, you would have to say. Incremental gains coming through. The Sensex and the Nifty closed at record closing highs yesterday as well. The Nifty Bank notched a close above that 32,000 mark for the first time ever. And we are starting the December series with some momentum. In fact, the Nifty has gained ground in the last three series, that's September, October and November. And in that period, in a span of three series, the Nifty has rallied close to about 1,200 points. Last series, while the Nifty gained about 250 points or 2.5%, it was the Bank Nifty which stole the limelight with a near 7% up move. Let's run you through some cues as we work with. One, the FIIs continue to be buyers in the cash market. They bought close to about 1,000 crore in the cash market as per the provisional figure. It was a buy figure for the seventh straight day. In fact, in the month of November so far, the FIIs have bought nearly 15,000 crore rupees in the cash market, while the DIIs have sold 9,000 crore rupees. The big cue is also going to be the growth data. Q2 GDP will be out at 5:30 p.m. We've spoken to a lot of economists through the week and they seem to indicate that growth will be lower on a quarter-on-quarter basis compared to the 5% read that we had in Q1. Whether it's going to be 4%, 4.5%, that we will know today. Thirdly, global cues are a bit muted. Investors are worried about the impact of the Hong Kong tensions on the US-China trade deal. US markets, remember, were shut yesterday on account of Thanksgiving. They will reopen today, but close early. And perhaps investors could be on a long holiday. European markets ended close to about 0.3% lower. Yesterday, you also had the swearing-in of the chief minister at the financially important state of Maharashtra. And if you look at the minimum common program of the government now in power, that's Shiv Sena, NCP and Congress, they have indicated an immediate farm loan waiver, which means all the PSU banks will be in focus. They also pose a moral hazard for the financial system. Also, an important development for the corporate sector, the lower MAT, which was announced by the finance minister, will now be applicable only from FY21 and not immediately. There is a Yes Bank board meeting for fundraising. Indibull's housing court cases today. Yesterday, the MCA affidavit has abated a lot of concerns and that's the reason why the stock was on fire. HDFC Bank has announced a six-member committee to look for Aditya Puri's successor, while ICICI Bank saw delivery-based volumes of 943 crore as it rallied nearly 2.7%. Keep an eye on auto stocks, because on Sunday, the auto sales numbers for the month of November will trickle in and then you will know whether the post-festive season momentum continued even after the season was over. While Vodafone Idea has also indicated that they will be hiking rates on the 1st of December. So that's on Sunday. Let's see if the stock reacts. All in all, if you look at the SGX Nifty, it's suggesting a bit of a flattish start. But there is momentum on our sides. There will be important developments like the GDP data to track very closely. Let's see how the PSU banks react to the farm loan waiver, which is being spoken about in Maharashtra. And then Indiabulls Housing Finance and Yes Bank. And whether the developments today, whether it's on fundraising or the court case, abate the concerns investors have. Thanks for listening in to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. With that, it's me, Reema Tendulkar, bidding adieu. Have a great trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.